from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And we continue to cover the top stories. Hurricane Debby, with heavy, heavy rain totals, continues to rip through northern Florida and headed to Georgia and the Carolina coast. We'll keep you posted on that. And the vice presidential running mate search for Kamala Harris seems like it's down to Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Also, Mark Kelly, who is a senator out in Arizona, former astronaut, and Josh Shapiro, the governor of our great state, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So we'll keep you posted. Meanwhile, I want to welcome from the Post-Gazette, Chris Mamula. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Your front page story yesterday caught my attention because we had heard last week the Heritage Health System had a issue with, you know, finances. And this seems to be the way it is with all of the healthcare systems in this day and age. And so they had a downsizing there. And then you're talking about Sharon's Regional Medical Center, their hospital there, because they're attached to a company that went bankrupt. They're in jeopardy, right?
That's correct. It's a for-profit company, Steward Healthcare. And for-profit medicine has taken a bigger role in just, medicine for everyone, for hospitals and nursing homes and all of that. So, yeah, they went going through Chapter 11 now.
And so how close is this to, because as I understand it in this process, there have been no offers to purchase it.
No, there haven't been officially. However, at a hearing, recent hearing, the attorney for the, actually representing the Attorney General in Pennsylvania, mentioned that suddenly some buyers had emerged for Sharon Regional and also two sister hospitals in Warren, Ohio. And we don't know any details about these offers, who they are, whether they're for-profit or non-profit, or do they have the financial wherewithal to bring this hospital back? There's $10 million in maintenance that has been deferred over the years. So it takes somebody with deep pockets in order to make this go.
Chris, Paul Rasmussen here. To what extent does Medicare reimbursement play a role in the situation in Sharon?
I think Medicare reimbursement is an issue for every hospital everywhere because it's low. Much lower still, is Medicaid, which is the health care plan for basically poor people. And it actually, many executives will say that it pays less, reimburses the hospital less than the cost of providing the care. So it's a loser for them. And in a impoverished area or an area with high poverty, a lot of people on Medicaid, this can make a big difference on their bottom line.
Yeah, and I would imagine for people, you scratch your head because it's a very simple mathematic equation. The payments are low and slow, and they're not meeting the demands financially, especially when you factor in inflation.
That's correct. Yeah, yeah. And we have the inflationary labor cost inflation right now, supply chain issues. There's just a lot happening, a lot of what you describe as headwinds, I guess, in healthcare right now that are pushing a lot of hospitals and nursing homes to the wall, to the limit.
Chris, if the situation in Sharon doesn't improve and the hospital closes, what kind of an impact does that have in that region? How far will people have to travel to get that kind of health care?
Well, actually, there are two other hospitals in the county, so they probably wouldn't have to drive as far for most services. However, some cardiac services that are offered at Sharon Regional, they would have to drive far, you know, more than a half an hour, maybe 40 minutes to get those services. So although Sharon Regional has shed services, closed service lines over the years, cancer care, for example, OB, they closed. Cardiac care is something they continue to offer, and that's something that not every hospital offers, you know, that immediate care for opening a blocked vessel in the heart, for example, during a heart attack. So, and economically, it would be devastating. That's their sixth largest employer. It's millions of dollars that you pour into the local economy. The county, Mercer County, has been losing population for at least 10 years, maybe 20 years, after the, you know, the demise of heavy industry. And so it would be economically an awful thing for the region, there's no doubt.
All right, Chris, what's the anticipated next move? When do we hear what those offers may be and maybe make a decision on where this situation goes next?
Good question. It'll come up at the bankruptcy hearing. The bankruptcy is continuing in hearings, and the judge in the case, Judge Lopez, is no nonsense. Don't fool around. Tell me what we need to do here. Let's get this done kind of a thing. He's a no-nonsense kind of guy. And so we will learn more about the bidders and all of this in upcoming hearings. Hearings have been scheduled for tomorrow and I think for next week, next week also. So with each of these hearings, there will be more information disclosed, but there's not a lot of information right now about these bidders. We don't really know who they are.
Well, appreciate your work and the update on the Sharon Hospital and the Regional Medical Center. Chris Mamula, thank you, with the Post-Gazette.
My pleasure. Anytime.
All right, so we'll see what happens next, Paul. And a lot of healthcare systems have a lot of economic challenges. And
Look what we just went through in Washington with the Washington Health System.
Right, and they ended up being able to partner with UPMC, as they framed it, not a takeover.
But they had to jump through some flaming rings of fire to get it done.
That's a good way to describe it. Coming up, we're going to check on the weather for the weekend, your AccuWeather forecast, along with traffic next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.